Let's just tie up a couple of loose ends about Rechitza from the last shiur. So at the end of shiur, some of you were pushing for more kulas when it comes to Rechitza Toch Shiva. And it was a little bit skeptical about what I was hearing, but I didn't want to say anything too firmly until looking into it further. But after further Ian, I think I still stand by my original reaction, and let's just go through that a little bit. So we had mentioned last time the Baal Shulchan had a Safek, and some of the other cases were Machria Lekula, that the heter of Rechitzas Panav Yad of Raglav Bitzonein doesn't only apply to Panav Yad of Raglav, but it could apply to other Miksas Evarim as well, as long as it's a non-majority part of the body. I saw that Rabbi Felder quotes from Moshe. He makes two comments, one in the context of Shiva and one in the context of Shloshim. So I believe what I'm saying is accurate in terms of putting the two comments together. It's not 100% explicit, but I think what he says from Moshe is that if you were to wash Miksas Evarim on one day, then you can't wash other Evarim on the same day. Meaning, even if you'll be makel to say that Panav Yad of Raglav was lav dafka, and you could wash other Miksas Evarim, let's say Bitzonein Toch Shiva, or even Toch Shloshim, to the extent that we're machmer on Toch Shloshim, so then that only would help if you wash Miksas Evarim one day, then you could wash other Evarim the next day, but not on the same day. And then I saw that Rabbi Harfenis, Nishmas Yisrael, that's from the Samber community, friend of Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Simcha Bonim Cohen in the footnotes says to look there. He didn't say what he said, but I looked. So he thinks that against what we just said from Moshe, that in theory you could wash your entire body bitzonein if you take breaks, as you can go into the shower and then put some of the limbs under the water and then take those out and then put the other limbs under the water, even if at any given point it's only mixed with sevarim, because he says that's a harav mahanikaras, that's considered that you're doing rechitza on the entire body. But if you were to partially undress, let's say, and then wash part of your body and then cover that and undress a different part and wash that part, he thinks that would be okay. And then Baal HaShulchan and Divrei HaSofrim both have an even potentially more far-reaching kula. Baal HaShulchan Sivkatan Yud Gimel and Divrei HaSofrim Sivkatan Zayin, they both write that if a person has riboy zeya, which let's assume means more than baseline perspiration, if someone is more than baseline sweaty, then you could be rochets. It sounds like they're saying even kol gufo, because that's no worse than sicha lahavir zuama. Just like, as we'll talk about a little bit later, sicha lahavir zuama is mutar. So if you have the zuama sweat, rochitza lahavir zuama should be mutar also as an extension of the heter of tit v'tsoa, independent of the heter of istinus. Even if a person isn't an istinus, let's say an istinus means a person who, if he doesn't wash himself, even though right now he's not particularly sweaty, but he's going to be uncomfortable if he doesn't wash himself. Well, Baal HaShulchan is talking about is someone who is more than baseline sweaty right now. That's like he's full of zuama, ke'ein tit v'tsoa, and then rechitza lahavir, sounds like even called gufo would be mutter. I think that's what they're saying. I asked Rabbi Willig what he thought about that. He thought that was a big kula. He didn't think that was correct. And he thought that the standard practice, or the correct practice, is that we limit the heter to Panav Yad v'Raglav. And absent a real istinus, which is not, as we said, local as a lover istinus, and you can say so, Sif Gimel. But a regular, a normal person who, even if someone's used to taking showers on a regular or even daily basis, so during Shiva, That's aser we call gufa if mitzonen. And the only heter is pari of the raglav. Maybe you could argue some other, if there's another aver where there's a particular need to wash it, so that would be included in part of the other raglav as well. But not to be matir more than that. Okay. We also mentioned last time the story that Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's secretary, Rabbi Yaakov Lifshitz, had his biography of Yitzchak Elchanan. Rabbi Yashiv was fond of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, made a comment that it would be mutter, at least in the Maisa Shahaya, it would be mutter to wash during Shloshim, during Sfira, where shaving is anyway aser, because he was assuming that the Iker Tam for the Minhag of the Ramah of not washing during Shloshim is based on the Marshal that is connected to Tisparis Teglachas, and therefore if it is a time where that's aser anyway, if it's a time that it's aser l'chol olam, just as the Taz comments about Chol HaMoed, so during Sfira as well, if it's aser l'chol olam, then it should be mutter to engage in Rechisa during Shloshim, because the reason of the Minhag of the Ramah doesn't apply. And we saw the Sinai Halacha quote that Rav Yashiv thought that you could rely on that during Sfira or other times that Sfira is aser, that Tisparis is aser to the whole world, at least b'makom hatzorech. So I saw that the Divrei Sofrim doesn't quote this Maisa of Yisrael Chanan, but he does quote a tshuva of Shlomo Kluger in Tuv Tam V'das, Chelek Dalet Simen Reish Kavches. Chelek Dalet Simen Reish Kavches. It's actually a mistake in the Divrei Sofrim. He says it's Chelek Gimel, but it's really Chelek Dalet. Shlomo Kluger, the tshuva is undated, but Shlomo Kluger passed away before the year that Rabbi Lishis recorded this Maisa of Yisrael Chanan. So the tshuva was definitely written prior to this Maisa, but the Shlomo Kluger refers to someone who had this suggestion that it should be mutter to engage in Rechitza during Shloshim, during Sfira, and Shlomo Kluger was opposed to that. Number one, he says that the Minhag of the Ramah is Ki'ilu Adavar Shenasar B'Minyan Sarach Minyan Acher L'Hatiro, and it's something which is Sarach Minyan Acher Latiro, even if the time is batel, the Gzeira, the Takana still applies. So even if you'll argue that the reason doesn't apply during Sfira, you still have no right to dispense with the Minhag of the Issur Rechisa during Shloshim. And then he says, aside from that, during Sfira, there are different Minhagim as to what period during Sfira we Asur Tiglachas and Tisfares. Some keep the first half of Sfira, some keep the latter part of Sfira. So then it'll come out, you'll have what he thinks is an unreasonable situation where, let's say you have an Avel, if you keep the second Minhag of Sfira, so you'll have an Avel who's Mutter Berchitza during the first part of Sfira, during Shloshim, and then it becomes Aser Berchitza later on. So he thinks that's untenable, that's like a Chuch V'Tulula, that the Avel, when he's further away from the Petira, is going to have a greater Chora than when he was closer to the Petira. We're going to say that the Avel during the first part of Sfira is Mutter Berchitza, and the second part is Aser Berchitza. He thinks that's untenable. And number three, Shlomo Kluger says that, as we saw last time, that's not the only reason for the Aser Berchitza. Connection to Srika, connection to Kibbutz. So Mechatesi, that the Marshal is the only reason for the Minhag of Asring Rechitza during Shloshim. So for those reasons, Shlomo Kluger was skeptical about whether there's any basis to be Matir during Rechitza during Shloshim, even during Sfira, when there's an Isser Tisparas Teglachas, like the Taz's comment about Chol HaMoed. Okay. So let's move on now to the Isser of Sicha for an Avil, that's Sif Beis in Shin Pei Aleph. So when it comes to Sicha, there is a distinction between Yom Kippur and Avelis. The Gemara says in Yuma Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Aser Lirchos Mixas Gufo Kachol Gufo. This we saw already last time, that on Tisha B'Av there's an Isser Rechitza even Mixas Gufo. So on Yom Kippur is an Isser of Rechitza, even Mixas Gufo, and there's a carve out, Meluchlach B'Tit B'Tzawa is Mutter Rechitza. And the next line is asir lasach miksas gufa chokal gufo. Similarly, you can't engage in sicha even on miksas gufo. The im hayachola. Oh, shahayu lo chatatim berosho, sachir darko ben chosha. However, if the person is chola, a chola, or he has some kind of skin condition on his head, then he can engage in sicha as normal on Yom Kippur. So at first glance, you'd be inclined, you may be inclined to say that the parallelism between rechitza and sicha would indicate that the carve-out of chola or chatat merosho is equivalent to the carve-out of titvitsoa for rechitza. Now, just like titvitsoa is not a rechitza shel tanug and therefore mutar on Yom Kippur, so too, sicha for chola or sicha for chatat merosho is not considered sicha shel tanug and therefore mutar on Yom Kippur. That the heterim, the carve-outs for sicha, are because it's eino shel tanug, just like the carve-out for rechitza is that it's eino shel tanug, and the only iser rechitza on Yom Kippur is rechitza shel tanug. So that's how Tosas seems to understand. Tosas ayin zayin amin aleph in Yuma, divrei maskil minin ayin, that sicha she'eino shel tanug is mutar on Yom Kippur, and rechitza and sicha are parallel in that regard. Whatever is not shel tanug, Bein Berchitza, Bein Mesicha, is going to be mutter on Yom Kippur. However, the Rambam writes otherwise. The Rambam Shvisa Sasor Perek Gimel Halachates. Perek Gimel Halachates. Aser Lasuch Mixas Gufo Chichol Gufo. Bein Sicha Sheltanug. Bein Sicha She'ena Sheltanug. The Rambam writes Mefurash. That not only is sicha shel tanug asar on Yom Kippur, but even sicha she'eno shel tanug. The im hayachola, afa pi she'en bo sakana, o she'esh lo chatat mirosho, sach kedarko ve'eno choshesh. So Rambam has the Gemara's carve out of chatat mirosho and chola, but it's clear in the Rambam that's not because it's eno shel tanug, it's for a different reason. Now the Rambam, there apparently are three categories of sicha. There's sicha shel tanug, which is asur on Yom Kippur, and even sicha she'eno shel tanug is asur on Yom Kippur. And then you have a third category of chole she'en bo sakana, a generic chole she'en bo sakana, chatatim rosho, as a specific kind of chole that is ameliorated by sicha. So the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam point to a Yerushalmi, maybe Taliyan Girsos in the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi, Meiser Sheni, Perek Beis, has the following. B'yom HaKippurim, Bein Sicha Shehi Shel Tanug, Bein Sicha She'eno Shel Tanug, Aser. B'tisha B'av V'betayna Sibor, B'sicha Shehi Shel Tanug, Aser, She'eno Shel Tanug, Mutter. So the Yerushalmi, at least, with that girsa that the Nosei Kelim point to as the basis for the Rambam, the Yerushalmi understands that there's a difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. On Yom Kippur, even Sicha She'eino Shel Tanug is Aser, whereas on Tisha B'Av, only Sicha Shel Tanug is Aser. So that's the case. The Rambam would have understood our Gemara in Yom Ayin Zayin in light of the Yerushalmi, not that there's a machlokes, but that the Bavli could agree that even Rechitza She'ena Shel Tanug, Sicha She'ena Shel Tanug is Aser in Yom Kippur, and the examples of Chatatin and Chola are a third category of Chola She'en Bo Sakana, but not reflective of Sicha She'ena Shel Tanug per se. And Tosas apparently understood not that way. Tosas would have understood that there's a Machlokas Bavli Lushalmi, that according to the Bavli, Sicha She'ena Shel Tanug is Mutar in Yom Kippur, and the Rishalmi answered. Why would one distinguish between Rechitza and Sicha in that regard? If you say, like the Rambam, like the Rishalmi, that Rechitza She'ena Shel Tanug is Mutar on Yom Kippur, but Sicha She'ena Shel Tanug is Aser on Yom Kippur, what would that distinction be based on? So Rabbeinu Manoach, there on the Rambam, Shvisa Sasor Gimel Tes, suggests that the svara lechalik between sicha and rechitza may be as follows. That when it comes to tit v'tsoa, which is the classic example of rechitza she'ena shel tanug, that's something that is shechiach. That's something that everybody at some point is dirty with tit v'tsoa. And therefore, if you see someone washing himself on Yom Kippur, you would readily assume that there's some kind of dirt there, tit v'tsoa, that needs to be removed, some kind of permissible rechitza, which is clearly eino shel tanu. However, when it comes to sicha, the default use of sicha is shel tanug. Sicha usually is something done by ashirim, something that's not used across the board by everybody. So even if you're going to be sach lahabris azuma a sicha she'eino shel tanug, but to the innocent observer, it's not readily apparent that it's eino shel tanug, and that would be a reason to level the playing field on Yom Kippur and after even sicha she'eino shel tanug. That's what Ben Manoach suggests within the Rambam. But either way, what emerges according to the Rambam is that on Yom Kippur, even sicha she'eino shel tanug is aser. And then, presumably, according to the Rambam, there's no heter of sicha lahavir sazuma. The only heterim are chatatin chole she'ein bo sakana. But lahavir sazuma, even if it's eino shel tanug, would be aser according to the Rambam on Yom Kippur. Now, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Rambam writes Hilchos Tanios Perikei Halacha Yud, Perikei Halacha Yud, Aser Berchitza Be'Mechamin Be'Mitzonein, Afilu Lehoshet Etzbo B'Mayim. On Tisha B'Av, there's an Iser Berchitza, even cold water, even Lehoshet Etzbo B'Mayim, Tanis Yud Gimel. The Aser B'Sicha Shel Tanug, U'B'Ne'ila Sasandal, Ubitashmish Hamita Kiyom Hakipurim. Rama writes, Tishma was Aser Bisicha Shel Tanug, Neila Sasandal Tashish Hamita, like Yom Kippur. The Lechemish is bothered, obvious Kasha, that we just saw in Yom Kippur, the Rama's Mefurush, that Sicha even Eno Shel Tanug is Aser. Based on Yerushalmi that we saw, that distinguishes between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So what does the Rambam mean over? He says, Tisha B'Av is aser b'sicha shel tanug, that's true. Kiyom HaKippurim. What's the Kiyom HaKippurim? The Lech Misha asks that and he leaves out of the Tzarachian. I guess the Balabatish approach would be that the Rambam means to say, Sicha Nilas Hasandal Tashmish is aser like Yom Kippur. The details may not necessarily be the same. So the Sheltanic part isn't the same because on Yom Kippur, even Sheino Sheltanic is Aser. But the fundamental, the broad category is Kiyom HaKippur. I saw the Frankel Mafteach is Mitzayin, a piece written by Rabbi Sal Jolti, printed in one of the early volumes of Moriah, Shana Ches Gilyon Vav Tizayin. So Rav Jolti suggested the following within the Rambam over here. That on Tisha B'Av, there are two elements of the Isser Sicha. Sorry, on Yom Kippur, I mean, there are two elements of the Isser Sicha. There's an element of inoy, and there's an element of sicha kishasiya. So when the Rambam writes that, sicha shel tanug is asul Yom Kippurim, that's referring to the element of inoy. That just like Sicha Shel Tanug is Aser in Yom Kippur, Mishum Inoy, that transfers to Tisha B'Av. But the other element of the Yisr Sicha and Yom Kippur that only applies, that even applies to Eino Shel Tanug, that's the Sicha Kishasiyah, just like Achila Shasiyah, clearly Usr, even Eino Shel Tanug. That's unique to Yom Kippur, and that element of the Yisr Sicha doesn't transfer to Tisha B'Av, which is why there's no Yisr of Sicha Shalok. That's why there's no Isser of Sticha Sheinu Shel Tanug on Tisha B'Av. Okay, that's a suggestion. Fine. But either way, whatever the Lashon of Yom Kippur is, B'Halacha L'Maaseh, or Shitas HaRambam, bottom line, is that on Yom Kippur, the Isser Sticha applies Bein Shel Tanug Bein Sheinu Shel Tanug on Tisha B'Av. It only applies if it's a Sicha Shel Tanug. What do we say in Shulchan Aruch? So in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Siftes Vav, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Siftes Vav, Mechaber writes, Sicha Eina Asura Ela Shel Tanug, Aval Mi She'esh Lo Chatat In Berosho, Sakir Darko Ve'eino Choshesh. So there the Mechaber writes, Sticha is only usher if it's Shel Tanug. And the example of a Sticha that's mutar on Tisha B'Av is Chatatin Pirosha. So what about Sticha Lahavir es HaZuama on Tisha B'Av? So that's the middle category. That's a rechitza she'eno shel tanug. And we saw already last time that the Ramban assumes that for an avel, sicha lahavir sazuama is mutter. That's a sicha she'eno shel tanug, which for an avel would be mutter, unlike a sicha she'eno shel tanug, which for an avel would be mutter. And that's what's reflected in the Mechaber Sif Beis, Sicha Ketzad, here in Shin Pei Aleph. Asir lasach afilu kolshu, im mechavin letanug, aval imu lahavir zuhama, mutter, vein tzarech lomar, mishim refuah, kigon, sheyesh tachatat in brosha. So by an avel, based on the Ramban, the Mechaber paskins, that sicha's mutter, bein, that sicha's mutter, even as long as it's a sicha she'eino shel tanug, even if it's not b'makom refuah per se. What about on Tisha B'Av? So the Be'er Halacha paskens in there in Tav Kuf Nun Dalet on Siftes Vav, Be'er Halacha paskens that Sicha Lahavir Sazuama is mutter on Tisha B'Av, as is the case by an Avel. But he quotes Achronim that are machmir when it comes to Tisha B'Av on Lahavir es hazuama, that even sicha she'eino shel tanug would be aser on Tisha B'Av if it's not b'makom choli. The Dirsha Mishabrua quotes, where is this most relevant? It's relevant to using deodorant. So let's talk about Tisha B'Av first. So Rabbi Willig holds that you should not use deodorant on Tisha B'Av, that we should be machmir on Lahavir es hazuama on Tisha B'Av. The Dirsha Mishabrua quotes from Shlomo Zalman and from Rav Moshe that they were mekel, and the Rav Yoshev was Machmir. In the Halicha Shlomo, they quote from Shlomo Zalman that Shlomo Zalman apparently held that deodorant, the use of deodorant, is not considered a sicha at all, and therefore he entertains that even on Yom Kippur, it would be mutter to use deodorant. That's not called sikh at all. Even if we're machmir Yom Kippur on sikha that is lahavir, but that doesn't seem to be the consensus of the poskim. Consensus of poskim is that on Yom Kippur we don't use deodorant. When it comes to avela, so that's mefurish what we just saw here in Sif Bei, is that lahavir sezuama is mutter for an avel.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
So you're saying if Willie holds that on Tisha B'Av, Lahavir Sazuma, we should be Machmir, but by Avelus, Lahavir Sazuma, we're not Machmir?
That's correct. By Avelus, it's Mefurash that Lahavir Sazuma is Mutter. And Tisha B'Av is not, that's a Machlok, that's a Machlok as Achronim. Meaning it's clear how we passkin on the middle category of Lahavir Sazuma and Tisha B'Av is not Mefurash in Shulchan Aruch. That's in Machlokas Achronim that the Be'er Halacha quotes.
And we said the Be'er Halacha was no to Lahakal, but of Willig is not.
Correct.
And what's the Svara for being Wamach by Avelis to Yachid versus Avelis to Rabin? Of Tisha B'Av?
What's the Svara for being more Makel?
Being more Makel.
So is the premise of the question that there are no nihugei avelus that are more chamor? Is the premise of the question that there are no nihugei avelus that are more kal for an avel toch shiva than on Tisha B'Av? Yeah, that's the premise of the question you're asking. Is that true?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, the basis of the Machmirim that even Lahavir Sazuama is Aser on Tisha B'Av, so the Be'er Halacha quotes, for example, the Gaon, that's the Pashas of Psachim Nadalit, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, Ela Shezeh Sveiko Asa V'Shezeh Sveiko Mutter. But fundamentally, the details of Nihugei Avelos apply equally for Yom Kippur, or the Nihugim apply equally for Yom Kippur and for Tisha B'Av. And therefore, Lahavir Sazuama will be Usser. And Tisha B'Av as well. Not sure. I guess so. We should give it a little more thought whether the premise is correct. Are there other, where are we more machmir on Tisha B'Av than Avel Toch Shiva? Okay, I mean, the Be'er Halacha is a strong indication, but he quotes it's not the God. He quotes in Mata Yehuda that thinks that L'Habris Zuma is Aser on Tisha B'Av based on that Ein Bein, and Mishnah Berurah is not impressed by that. Okay, not sure. Rabbi Felder quotes from Moshe, which may be different than what the Dirshu quoted from Moshe. Rabbi Felder quotes from Moshe by an Avel that if you're sweating significantly, then you can use only unscented deodorant because that's like kerefua. But it sounds like from that presentation that Moshe held that pistam not to use deodorant during Shiva. Unless he held that otherwise, maybe that's Shel Tanug or scented the Shel Tanug. Not sure. But I think we generally assume that deodorant for an Avil during Shiva would be equivalent to L'Habris Zuma, which would be Mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan has a comment in Sif Dalid that during Shloshim, you can wash yourself with soap, and you can't wash yourself with hot water. You can wash bitzonein, and you can use soap because the minhag of the Ramah to aser rechitza during Shloshim only applies to rechitza and not to sicha. So the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that using soap would be considered a form of sicha. Therefore, it would be aser during Shiva, but mutter during Shloshim because there's no minhag of asering sicha during Shloshim. In the Sefer Tziyunei Halacha, he quotes from Eliyashiv. Rav Yashiv thought that using soap is bechlal rechitza, not sicha. And wherever we're matir rechitza, be it during Shiva in a limited fashion, being during Shloshim, at least bitzone, maybe chalgufo. But the heter is only to use the minimum necessary to accomplish what you need to accomplish. And soap is considered more than the minimum. So Rav Yashiv assumed that even during Shloshim, even if Ramatir Rechitza Bitsone and Bechol Gufo, Rav Yashiv wasn't Matir using soap. And that Tziyunei Halacha explains he doesn't think that Rav Yashiv meant that it's not a form of Sikha at all, but there's an element of using soap that's beyond that, that's Mishum Rechitza, not Mishum Sicha. I mean, it could be both Mishum Rechitza and Mishum Sicha, but even where Sicha is not a problem, like during Shloshim, it still be would be a problem Mishum Rechitza. That's what he quotes from Rav Yashiv.
That's just time to wash your hands with soap?
That's what it sounds like. As if you're washing your hands with soap. I mean, unless he's just referring to washing the rest of your body and not your hands. I guess if there's a medical reason to wash your hands with soap, that probably wouldn't apply. They probably wouldn't be machmir that.
But why is it not including the heter of Panav Yad Dabar Aglav?
So what he quotes from Avi Yashiv is that the heter of Panav Yad Dabar Aglav is the bare minimum. So the bare minimum is water. You don't need soap. Soap's something extra. I think common practice is not that way. That during, even if you're machmir on even if you're machmir on rechitza derech loshim, like the minhag of the Rama, but I think the minhag olam is to be mad yourself, like the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, moving on to Sif Vav and the din of Tachshitin. The Gemara has in Ksuvas Abdalad Amin Aleph, Ein Monin Tachshitin Min Akala Kol Shloshim Yom. That we don't prevent Akala from wearing Tachshitin during Shloshim. So it sounds like the presumption of that line is that for anyone other than Akala, there is an Issur of Tachshitin, and that applies even during Shloshim. The Rush writes in Simon Vav, in Ksubis, the beginning of Ksubis, that the Chiddush of that is during, that we're Matir, even during Shiva. The Rush assumes that Tachshitin would be mutter for any married woman, Toch Shloshim, Shalotis Gan Al Baila, and the Chiddush of Ein Mon and Tachshitin Min Akala Kol Shloshim Yom, is even during Shiva. There's an Isur Tachshitin for sure during Shiva. There's even an Isur Tachshitin Toch Shloshim. We're matter the Isur Tachshitin Toch Shloshim for any married woman, Shalotis Gan Al Baila, and we're matter the Isur Tachshitin for Akala, even during Shiva. And that's what's reflected here in Sivav. Isha lo tichacho velo tefarkes bimei evla. A woman should not apply ruse, should not engage in pirkus. If you look in the Badi Yisholchan, Sivkaz and Mem Gimel, he quotes four perushim and rishonim as to what pirkus is, what form of applying either makeup or powder or doing something to the hair for decorative or aesthetic reasons. So Badi Yisholchan thinks whatever you have to be makri, like all the perushim rishonim, whatever it could be, to answer any of those possibilities. But isha lo tichov lo tefarkes bimei evla, she called elu asurim kirechitza. And as we see from the Gemara in the beginning of Ksubis, that this is an equivalent iser to rechitza. Beishas ish, ein asura ela toch shiva, aval achar shiva muteres bakol kadesha lo tiskana al baila. That's based on the Rush. Kalish yira avil toch shloshim yom luchupasa muteres is kashe dafilu toch zayin. And the added heter for kala is even during shiva. And then bogeres sheira avil kaven shamedes li nase muteres bekichol pirkas. Well, asur bechitzas chayim kol gufa. A bogeres who's of marriageable age and has to look presentable to find the shidduch, so she's allowed to engage even in kichol upirkus, even during shiva. Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph Siman Ayin Gimel, Chelek Yud Aleph Siman Ayin Gimel discusses what's considered a bogeres le'inyan zeh bizmanenu. It doesn't mean halachi bogeres who's not yet 13 years old, so she's automatically mutter all these things because she has to find the shidduch. She's not holding by getting married in our society. So the Sitz Eliezer assumes that, as far as this halacha goes, any woman who considers herself holding by looking to get married is considered to be a bogeres, but it wouldn't apply to a 13, 14, 15-year-old woman in most of our circles. Rav Avadia assumes that nowadays in his circles it applies to a 16 or 17 year old girl, but Sitz Eliezer says that kol lefi the particular girl in question when she's holding by shiduchim. And the Badi Shulchan disagrees. Badi Shulchan Sivkata Menvav, he says nope, that the din is bogeres. So a bogeres is a bogeres. Doesn't make a difference where she's holding herself. The fact that there's a shinoi in the mitzvah, so when people get married, doesn't change the din. Gabe.
So her din is exactly the same as A kala?
A bogeres is the same as a kala.
You know, both bogeres and a kala have a heter even tov shiva?
Correct.
And a woman who's married has a heter tov shloshim, and a woman who's not, who's none of the above, has is an iser kol shloshim.
Correct. Okay, so then the Tzitz Eliezer writes in the same tshuva that the practice, he refers to a practice that women wouldn't wear most of their jewelry sounds like even during Shloshim. He says there's a smuch into that from the pasuk in Kisisa, that's a reference to the fact that they weren't wearing jewelry when they were mourning the aftermath of Cheda Egel, so maybe there's some connection between Avelus and not wearing jewelry. So the Bnei Yerushalayim leaves with the Tzaruch Iyun the following. He says, based on the Maran Ksuvos, it should come out that during Shiva, even an Eishes Ish should not wear jewelry, period. And he observes that it seems women do not generally refrain from wearing any jewelry during Shiva. So Rabbi Willig pointed out, this is printed in his Tfisas on Avelus in the end of the volume of Brachos, Simon Aleph Oth Hey, that doesn't say anywhere in any list of Nehugi Avelus that a woman is not supposed to wear tachshit or wear a ring, let's say, during Avelus. He points out, Lashon of Mordechai, tough kuf kaf dalid, Tuf kuf kuf dalid, the tashitin mashma afilu havara seyar dunami tashitin. So the Mordechai has that line that tashitin is mashma applying some kind of powder to remove hair, and that's considered to be tashitin. So Rabbi Willow pointed out maybe that's really what's intended by the term tachshitin in the context of an avel, but it's not a reference to not wearing rings, which was the question of the Bnei Yerushalayim, that why is it the common practice seems to be that women do wear rings during Shiva. Rabbi Felder writes that a woman should not wear any jewelry during Shiva except for her wedding band. I think Rav Shachter assumes that women shouldn't wear any jewelry during Shiva at all. Okay.
Rabbi, are you saying the minhag olam is that people do wear the wedding band?
It's hard to talk about a real minhag olam by these things, but Bnei Yerushalayim observes that he noticed that most people do. I think that's probably correct, but it's hard to know. I mean, Rabbi Felder thinks that the wedding band is okay. Rabbi Willie thinks the wedding band is okay. I think Rav Shachter thought not. It's hard to talk about minhag olam when it comes to some of these things because it's not like most people have family traditions as to all the details of Avelus whenever that comes up. And then a lot of it is just a function of whether you know which shaila to ask or whether you have a rabbi that's instructing you as to what to do.
And it's not to say it's mutter is because it's not a real tachshit. You know, what's the
right? Or that's not the intention of the lashon of the Gemara in Tzubis is kichul l'pirkas. So kichul l'pirkas is applying some form of makeup or some other treatment to the body. Doesn't mean putting on jewelry per se. The lashon of tachshitin of liskashet that Gemara in Sukkot that has Ein Monin Tachshitin right, I think it's Pashim Shadis Tachshitin means jewelry. And Rabbi Willis Sara was that the Mordechai has a different Shadis Tachshitin that sounds like that's similar to Kichul Pirkus, which is a form of applying some kind of powder or makeup, but not jewelry per se. So if you're to be Matur wedding band, so it would either be because there's technically no iser of rings at all because that's not the intention of tachshitin, or even if it applies to most rings, a wedding band isn't viewed as a tachshit. It's viewed, it's not viewed as something ornamental. It has a different function. Okay, so let's move on to Simon Shin Pei Beis and the Isser of Ne'ilas HaSandal for an Avel. So the Mechaber writes, beginning of Shin Pei Beis, Asher Ne'ilas HaSandal, Dafka Shel Or, Aval Ban Pal Yashel Beged, O Shel Gemi, O Shel Sey, O Shel Eid, Mutter. That the issue of the Ne'ilas HaSandal applies dafka to leather, but not shoes made out of other materials. That's quoting from the Ramban, based on the parameters that we find when it comes to Yom Kippur. Now, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Gemara has in Yavamas, Kuf Beis, Amud Beis, because in the Chalitza context, the Gemara has a Yom Kippur angle. So the Gemara there has her minu, echon minu of a sandal van palya, la yitayil behen, lo mi bais a bais, lo mi mita la mita. So on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to walk around with a minu or a sandal or an apalya. An apalya is made out of begging material, it's not made out of leather. So you can't walk around the Yom Kippur even with an anapalya. So Abaye says that's because of tanug, that these forms of foot coverings have an element of tanug, and that's why it's mutter in Yom Kippur. Amalei Rava, umishim tanug lo minu b'yom kippur mi asiri. The Rava said, is that true? That is there an iser wearing a footwear on Yom Kippur that has tanug if it's not leather. But Rabbi Rav Huna karva sidra karve v'nafik. Didn't Rabbi Rav Huna wrap a cloth around his foot and walk out in Yom Kippur, even though that had an element of tanug because it wasn't mino? Amarava, el amarava lokasha kama paya shel or kama paya shel begas. So Rabbi says, yeah, that brisa that we said, even on paya's aser, that's only talking about an apaya made out of or. But in a chanami, an apaya made out of beged would be mutter. So Abaye assumes that anything that's mishum tanig is going to be us in Yom Kippur, even if it's not made out of leather. And Rabbi says, no, the only iser on Yom Kippur is if it's made out of leather, irrespective of whether there's tanug anyway. The Mukha Yosef there in Yavamas assumes lahalacha, like Rava, that tanug below minal is mutter on Yom Kippur. If it's not leather, you're good to go. Lama gimlam and alf tape rift, even maskal kanban palya. The Mukha Yosef writes, Vishamina mina, the kosha eno kari na'al, kigon bate shokayim shel beged, o kalsonis mutarmi amakipurim, that anything that's not considered na'al, is not made out of leather, is going to be mutter on Yom Kippur. Hilkach misha yesh lo shum mechush begufo yochel lino bate shokayim chayotze bo shel beget aval mina shel or afilu below ekev is aser. So if someone has a sensitivity, they can wear socks or some foot covering that's not made out of leather. If it's leather, it's aser even if there's no heel. That's what the Nemuka Yosef writes halacha. That's the Taskot Salacha in Tafresh Yudalis of Katan Aleph, Tafresh Yudalis of Katan Aleph. And the Taz says that's the position of Rov Rishonim in Yuma, aside from a Balamor and a Smak. The issue when it comes to Yom Kippur, as we know, is Shidas HaRambam. Rambam writes Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, Shvisas Asor, Gimel Zayin. Aser lino mino v'sandal afilu b'raglo achas umutur lasseis b'sandal shel sham v'shel gami v'chayosi behen. So you're not allowed to wear a mino v'sandal even on one leg, even on one foot. You're allowed to wear something made out of sham v'gami v'korich adam beged al raglav v'yosei bo sharei koshi ya'aretz magia l'raglav. If you're wearing a gami shoe, then you still feel the koshia aretz, and you feel that you're barefoot, and therefore that's mutter on Yom Kippur. So what's this additional nesinas time of the Rambam of koshia aretz magia l'raglav, that the Rambam isn't matir shel gami v'shel sham on its own? He adds that you need to have the sensation of koshi haaretz. So the Aruch Laner in Yavamis suggests that the Rambam's paskening like Abaye, that tanug below minal is aser in Yom Kippur, that even if there's no leather, there's still an iser of ne'ilas sandal as long as there's some tanug involved in that particular footwear. That's a little difficult in the Rambam because the Rambam himself has the example of Korech Adam Beged al Raglav, which was the example of Rava. And Rava, who argues on Abaye, quoted that example of Korech Sudar al Raglav. So to say that the Rambam's passing like Abaye, when he quotes the example of Rava, is a little bit difficult. So it sounds like the example of the Rambam is an example of Tanug below minal, and that's mutter. So it sounds like the Rambam saying that there's another factor independent of the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, even if you assume that Tanug below minal is mutter, but there's another element of Hargashas Karka, that on Yom Kippur, there, aside from the technicality as to whether it's made out of leather or not, but there's another requirement of Hargashas Karka. So the Mishnah Brura in Tafrei Shadalis of Katan Hay, Kos Machmirim, not to wear non-leather shoes on Yom Kippur where there's no Hargashas Karka. And he thinks that it's appropriate to be Machmir, even though you shouldn't be Moch against the Makilim because Shulchan Aruch and Rav Achronim are Makel on this. But the Mishnah Brura thinks, all things being equal, it's Ra'oi Lahachmir and only wear something on Yom Kippur where there's Hargashas Karka. And that's what Rav Shechter quotes in the Rav, that the Rav is Choshish for the Rambam here. That when it comes to Yom Kippur, we're talking about Inoy, potentially Daraisa, that you should be machin for the Rambam to require Hargashas Karka. That's as far as Yom Kippur goes. What about Tisha B'Av? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tav Kuf Nun Dalis of Katan Lamed, Tav Kuf Nun Dalis of Katan Lamed, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. That what the requirement or the issur of Nilas Sandal is only when it comes to a real minnow made out of ore, but anything short of that is going to be mutter. So Mishnah Berurah makes no mention of being machmir to require Hargashas Karka on Tisha B'Av. He makes a big deal about it in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. He makes no mention of being so machmir in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. I saw the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah does quote from Shlomo Zalman and Rav Osner and Rav Yashiv to be machmer even on Tisha B'Av, that at least not to use overly comfortable shoes that are not leather on Tisha B'Av. There should be an element of inoy. What about for an avel? So the Divrei Sofrim writes that for an Avel, HaMachmir Tova Olav Bracha, just like on Tisha B'Av, HaMachmir Tova Olav Bracha. But as we noted previously, based on the Brisker Rav Mahalach, that Tisha B'Av has elements of both Avelus and of Inoy, the latter of which is not transferable to an Avel, so then there should be no Raya from Tisha B'Av. That there's no element of the whole reason to be Machmir on Tanug B'lo Minol or Hargashas Karka, that's Inoy related. So, and Yom Kippur, that's definitely the case. On Tisha B'Av, maybe there's what to talk about, but for an Avel, that should not be the case at all. The whole source for the Isser of Na'al and Avelus is only the Pasuk in Yecheskel, and that should be dependent on what is the definition of a Na'al. So that's for the Badi Shulchan Paskin, Sifkatan Hay, and the Beurim, that there's no need to be Machmir for an Avel on wearing anything that's non-leather. That's what I saw of Simcha Bonham Kohn writes in his English Sefer. And Rabbi Willig assumes that there's no reason to be Machmir when it comes to an Avel. And I think that's common practice, even if you are Machmir and Yom Kippur, and even if you would entertain be Machmir and Tisha B'Av, no need to be Machmir for an Avel. Rav Avadia is Makel in both of them. He's Makel for an Avel, he's Makel for Tisha B'Av, and he's Makel for Yom Kippur even. So he doesn't come out to these Chilukim, but Rav Avadia is Makel across the board. He doesn't think there's a need to be Machmir even on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Karp does write, beginning on page Shin Kaf Tes in volume 1, that you should be machmir not to wear regular synthetic material shoes that you normally wear anyway. And he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that independent of whether something's made out of leather, but if it's a regular shoe that you wear all year round, maybe that has a din of a minnow. He quotes. I'm sorry.
That's a quick shout out. What's the reason for the Isser by an Avel?
So that's Anilach Tachash, one of the.
It shows us that
the list of In the list of the psukim, the list of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel not to engage in when he's an avel. So as we saw, the converse applies to an avel. So Yecheskel's told wear shoes, and we don't wear shoes.
I'm saying, what's like the svara behind? Like, would the svara behind that not also be because like it's more comfortable to wear shoes?
So there may be an inui element on some level, but it's not betoris inui like the formal inui of Yom Kippur. So you're saying that anyway you slice it, there should be an element, you know, there's some element of inui in not wearing shoes. Even if it's nihui avelus, but that's a niyug avelus, which is reflective of the discomfort. So if that's the case, then maybe we should transfer more of the Yom Kippur Dik Inui details to an avel. That's what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, but ultimately we're still learning from the Pesukim Yecheskel. So when Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel, "Na'alchata simbrag lecha," so you should put on your shoes. Everyone else doesn't wear shoes. So that still defined the term of relevance as a shoe. So if that's the source, even if there's an element of the nevel associated with that, but make a tesi that we should transfer all the details of Yom Kippur, which is a fundamentally inui based din and not avelus oriented. I think that's what we would say. Okay, stop here. When should we have the next year?
Happy with anything.